I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on March 6th, 2020. A severe vulnerability has been found in a popular point-to-point protocol implementation. The code that allows for a possible buffer overflow attack was introduced in 2003 when support for the extensible authentication protocol was added to the software. Having remained unnoticed for over 16 years before being spotted recently by a security researcher, this vulnerability potentially allows for remote code execution on machines running either a PPP server or client, and has been rated as critical by NIST. While the major Linux distributions are already tackling the issue, the main impact of the vulnerability will likely be on obsolete but active network devices, many of which will have the service running by default, but will never receive a patch for the issue. IX Systems has announced that it's unifying FreeNAS and TrueNAS. While the company's fully open source and enterprise products have long shared a common code base, they've always been built using different processes and marketed under separate brands. In a move designed to eliminate duplication of effort and free up developer time to work on the network-attached storage platform, IX Systems has now decided to bring the two products together under the TrueNAS brand. The new OpenCore platform will see its first public release with version 12, due out in the third quarter of this year. But anyone interested in following its development will be able to access nightly builds starting next week. The GCompre suite is now freely available on all platforms. The popular educational package provides graphical activities to help children aged 2 to 10 learn about a whole range of different topics while playing fun and engaging computer games. While the software has been completely free for Linux users, in the past it needed the payment of a small license fee to unlock the entire range of activities on Android and Windows. But now the project's developer has decided to make it freely available on all platforms, and is attempting to support future development purely using donations collected on Patreon. We'll have a link in today's show notes if you think that you can help him out. And finally today, a new release of Samba has brought some big crypto changes to the file and print services software. The project has been working towards removing its home-rolled cryptographic components and now requires GNU TLS 3.4.7 to be installed for all configurations. Besides helping to avoid entry coding errors, Samba's use of GNU TLS has increased its file transfer speeds by 2 to 3 times the previous rate and sets the project on a path to gaining FIPS compliance throughout in a future release. The new version also brings enhanced Spotlight functionality for Mac users, with Elasticsearch now supported as a search backend, along with many other improvements. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/118. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday.